Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about getting your message to land. And when we think about important messages that we have to deliver, it doesn't make a tremendous amount of sense to just get up and wing it. It makes a lot more sense to really take the time to organize your thoughts before you speak. And in doing so, you probably want to rehearse as well. So one of the things we always talk about is taking the time to think it through, saying it over and over again before you go live. And this could be a critical discussion that you need to have with a loved one. It could be an idea that you have for an initiative at work that you want to bring up at a meeting. Or you could be talking to your boss about a raise. But what saying it out loud does is it provides you an opportunity to test drive the language and to work out the kinks before you actually go live. It amazes me. People will think through what they're going to say, but they don't usually take the time to say them out loud. So you want to organize the language. You want to test it out. Some things work, some things don't. Often I'll even go as far, if it's important enough, is writing it out the way I would say it. So you put it down on paper, and that allows you to distill the message. It allows you to get rid of any extra words. And just remember one thing. If you're adding words that don't serve your purpose, get rid of them. Right? Extra words do you no good. You want to streamline your message. You want to get it out there as clearly, as succinctly, and as impactfully as you possibly can. And the way you get there is by putting the preparation in and getting up and saying it out loud to yourself, to the mirror, in your car when you're driving down the street. Say it multiple times. And what you'll do is you'll end up remembering it, number one. You'll get better at it. You'll figure out what works and what doesn't work ahead of time. You can even use other people as a sounding board if you think that they can help you. I've even gone as far as recording myself. You know, most of us have smartphones that we carry around. All of them have voice recorders on them. Record yourself. See what it sounds like. Listen back. And then as you're listening, put yourself in the perspective of the other person or the audience that you're going to be speaking to. What would they be thinking based on that? You know, if you're asking for something specific and you're talking to the person that has the power to grant that for you, you know, if you were them, would you agree to what you're asking for? And how can you adjust your language, adjust your tone to get what you want out of that discussion? Those are the things you really want to focus on. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link. The link's joelbrookman.com, and then they can click on other links to iTunes and Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion on getting your message to land. For today, when you know you've got an important message that you need to deliver, practice it over and over again in the mirror. Record yourself, get comfortable with the language, and make sure you've taken the time to rehearse what you're about to say.